If you've ever had the feeling that things were hopeless, hold on. You may feel you're facing an impossible situation, but the Bible says God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now, hope comes from having a purpose. Hope is as essential to your life as air or water. And wonderful changes are going to happen in your life as you begin to live it on purpose. God says, I know what I'm planning for you. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you a hope and a good future. I'm Rick Warren, and this is Daily Hope.
Today, on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue with the last few days of our series called 40 Days of Love. This is the fourth and final part of a message called Love is Not Easily Angered, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But just before we begin, let me ask you this. Is it possible to love the people in your life any more than you already do? Pastor Rick says it is, but it's not about trying harder or willing yourself to love more. It's about discovering what God says about love in His Word. Jesus said, there's nothing more important than loving God and loving others. That's why Pastor Rick wants to send you his DVD and study guide called The 40 Days of Love Study Kit. In this six-session video series, Rick teaches you how to make loving God and loving others the central focus in your life. He shares practical, Christ-centered advice on how to authentically love God and love your neighbors. When you learn to focus on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness, love will become your dominant life value. Please let us send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Call us now at 800-600-5004 or just go to rickwarren.org. That's 1-800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Thanks in advance for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
You see, the way you express your anger, you didn't just get that overnight. Your presumed pattern of behavior is a learned response. Somebody modeled it for you. You just didn't automatically choose it. Somebody modeled it for you. An anger response is a learned response, and you learn some bad things. The good news is you can unlearn it. You don't have to stay that way. You can learn new patterns. You can learn new habits. You don't have to keep perpetuating what your parents and their parents and the parents before did in three or four generations. I've seen this. You see, every time I get angry in an inappropriate way, I'm modeling it for my kids. And I'm teaching them how to do it the wrong way. And they're going to teach their kids how to do it the wrong way. And somebody has to say, stop the insanity. Break the chain. I'm going to repattern my mind. The good news is it can be unlearned. Here's what the Bible says. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. What's the behavior of this world? The behavior of this world is repress, express, suppress. One of those three. And this is, by the way, why the violence in media is not a good thing. What the world teaches is, you got a problem? Use a gun. You got a problem? Blow somebody away. You're angry at somebody? Drop a bomb. Slice and dice. Television and movies are filled with violent responses to people who are frustrated, out of control, feel out of control, or hurt. And kids learn the models. They learn from the models that they observe. And I don't want to teach my kids wrong ways to be angry. Now he says here, learn, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Circle changing the way you think. This is the key to learning a new way to handle anger. Change the way you think. When you act in angry ways, it's because you feel angry. And when you feel angry, it's because you're choosing to think angry thoughts. Now, look at this. The way I think affects the way I feel.
Every time I feel something, it's because I'm thinking something. Every emotion you feel has a thought behind it. And when you think this, then you're going to feel, if I feel depressed, it's because I'm thinking depressed thoughts. The way I think determines the way I feel, and the way I feel determines the way I act. If I want to change the way I act, let's say I'm tendency to be abusive, to fly off the handle, to reach out, to show physical violence. You don't focus on the behavior. You start by going back here, not even the way you feel. You start by changing what you think. And if you change that thought, that mental process, it's going to change your feeling, and it's going to change your behavior. The Bible says be changed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what God does. He's the one who can change those thought patterns in your mind. And to break the habit of anger, you have to get some mental reconditioning. Now, here's an interesting thing. Part of that reconditioning process means getting away from things that make you angry as much as possible. Look at this next verse. Keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them. Would you write this down? Anger is contagious. Anger is contagious. It says keep away from angry, short-term people. You know, you take a nice kid and you put him in a gang, in 1 year, he'll be angry. You take him out, he's going to go back to his normal ways. If you are dating somebody who has a problem with anger, as your pastor who loves you, cares about you, I'm telling you right now, stop dating him. For your own good and for their own good. In fact, I would say this, as your pastor who loves you, if you are engaged to somebody who has a problem with anger management, break off the engagement right now. The Bible says, don't associate with people of an angry temper. Now, that doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean you don't get back together at some point. But you need to use the leverage right now and say, no. You say, well, I'll change him. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the old wedding philosophy of when you go to a wedding. I've done all these weddings that, you know, first you walk down the aisle and then they sing the hymn. And then there you stand at the altar, or actually stand at the altar, and then they sing the hymn. And so it's the aisle, altar, hymn. And a lot of people think going into the wedding, it's going to be that aisle, altar, hymn. You cannot change anybody else. So stop trying. You can't change your kids. You can't change you. You can only change you. You can't change you. You can't change other people. Only until the fear of change is exceeded by the pain will they change. And when the pain gets worse than the fear of their fear of change, then they'll change. So what do you do? All you do when you in a relationship, when you're with an angry person, the only thing you can do is change you. And if you change you and you don't respond the same way to the way they've always responded, I'll say, wait a minute, this isn't working anymore. And they have to develop a whole new relationship. You change you, it changes the relationship.
That's Rick Warren with just a portion of today's message called Love is Not Easily Angered. It's from our series called 40 Days of Love. There's a lot of great teaching coming up, so stay right here.
Jesus said that of all the commandments in the Bible, two are most important. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. When you do this, you end up obeying the rest of God's commandments and all the relationships in your life, even the difficult ones, get so much better. To help you do this, Pastor Rick wants to send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit, which includes a 6-session DVD and a study guide. In this video series, Rick teaches you how to make loving God and loving others the central focus in your life. He shares practical, Christ-centered advice on how to authentically love God and love your neighbor as a normal way of life. When you learn to focus on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness, love will become your dominant life value. Please let us send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Call us now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Thanks in advance for your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
The Bible says anger is contagious. And so as much as you can, will you get away from it? Well, what about in a marriage? If you're in a marriage that is abusive right now, God does not expect you to keep accepting that physical abuse. He doesn't. I don't believe in divorce, but I do believe in separation for the purpose of reconciliation. And I have often counseled people, if you are in an abusive relationship right now, you need to get out of that relationship at this moment for your own physical, or your kids are in an abusive relationship. You get them out of it for this moment. I'm not saying divorce them, but I am saying you get out of that relationship so God can put some pressure on that person to start working in their life. That's where I say you change you. Last year, 4 million wives were beaten by husbands who didn't know how to control their anger. Last year, 10 million children in America were beaten by parents who didn't know how to control their anger. The Bible says this on the screen. If you exploit or abuse your family, you will end up with a fistful of air. Look at the next verse. The Bible says, you husbands must love your wives and never treat them harshly. If you want to get God angry at you, just pick on somebody and watch what happens. This has got to stop. You say, Rick, how? I didn't learn it. I did not learn good patterns of anger management growing up. How do I do it? Number 6, rely on God's help. The real secret is God's power to change you on the inside. Romans 15, verse 5 says this, patience and encouragement come from God. Not a pill, not a seminar, not a conference. Those can all be helpful. But patience and encouragement come from God. I pray God will help you to agree with each other. In other words, so you're not fighting all the time. Do you agree with each other the way Christ Jesus wants? Now listen, your relationship and your closeness to Jesus Christ will determine the amount of patience you have in your life. If you are close to Jesus Christ, you're going to have a lot of patience in your life. If you're kind of wishy-washy in your relationship to Christ, you're going to be wishy-washy, sometimes patient and sometimes not. If you're just kind of on the fringe with your relationship to Christ, you're going to have problems with anger your life. You're going to have problems with being patient all your life because you don't have enough. Well, I'm not talking about superficial love. I'm talking about supernatural love. Supernatural love. You see, whatever is inside of you is going to come out when you're squeezed. If you take a bottle of toothpaste and you squeeze it, what comes out? You say, toothpaste. Not quite true. It could be whatever is put in it. It could say toothpaste on the outside, but whatever's in it is what's going to come out when you put on the squeeze. When my kids were little, they used to eat this product called Squeeze-Its. It's like candy. They squeeze it in their mouth. Tension and temper go together. Pressure and anger go together. Now, if you are filled with anger on the inside, stuff you haven't dealt with, like we talked about the last couple weeks, if you're filled with anger, when you get jostled, almost anything can make you angry. On the other hand, if you're filled with God's love, almost nothing can make you angry, to lose your temper, to get it out of gear. Now, how does God manage my anger? The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is patience. In other words, when God's Spirit is in me, He fills me with love and joy and peace and patience. How does God help me with my bad habits of anger? I'll tell you how He does it. He goes straight to the heart of the problem. And the heart of the problem is a problem in the heart. It starts in the heart. It doesn't start in your behavior. It doesn't start in your background. It doesn't start with your attitudes and your feelings and emotions. It starts in the heart. The Bible says this, whatever is in your heart determines what you will say. You see, the problem is not my tongue, it's my heart. My mouth just betrays what I'm really like inside. Sometimes I hear people say something really mean or unkind to a kid or a husband or a wife, and you hear them say, oh, I don't know what got into me. That's not like me. Oh, yes, it is. It's exactly like you. Your mouth just reveals what's in your heart. If it wasn't in your heart, it wouldn't be coming out of your mouth. The problem is not your mouth. The problem is in your heart. Bad water in a well, you got bad water in a well, painting the pump isn't going to do any good. You still got bad water in the well. You see, my mouth just betrays what's inside me. And you find somebody with a harsh tongue, that cutting tongue, it reveals an angry heart. You find somebody with a negative tongue, you know they got a fearful heart. You find somebody with a boasting tongue, you know they got an insecure heart. You find somebody with a judgmental tongue, and they're always judging everybody, you know they got a guilty heart. You find somebody with a critical tongue, they're always nagging and being critical, they got a bitter heart. You find somebody with a filthy tongue, you know they got an impure heart. On the other hand, if you find somebody who's always encouraging, they're always encouraging, they got a happy heart. You know what's on the inside of them. And if they're always speaking in a gentle way, you know they got a loving heart. You see, friends, what you need is a heart transplant. You need a new heart. David says this in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And that's what you need to say today. God, I need a clean heart. I need a heart transplant. And Jesus can replace the hurting heart from all that pain with a sense of his love. Maybe you have been beaten and abused and rejected and unloved. And God says, I care about your pain. It matters to me. And I will help you in the healing. Maybe you got a frustrated heart. And God can fill it with your peace, with his peace. Maybe you've got an insecure heart. See, it just seems out of control. He can fill it with his confidence. Let's bow our heads. You know, Father, it's sad, but it's true that we often get angry at the people we love the most, the people we're closest to. And it's often, Lord, because we forget that you are the source of all we need, not other people. You are the source of all we need. Jesus, help us to remember that when we expect anybody else to meet needs, our deepest needs, we're going to be disappointed and we're going to be angry. When we expect other people to be God in our lives and to meet all of our needs, help us realize we're just setting ourselves up for disappointment and anger. Lord, I'm certain that there are many people here who are struggling with anger, whether in Irvine or Corona or San Clemente or here in Lake Forest. And I ask you to help them, Lord. Whatever the hurt or the frustration or the insecurity, help them to experience hope and healing today. Now you pray. Say, dear Jesus Christ, I admit that I have a problem with my anger and I don't want to stay that way. I need your help. I need you to do a heart transplant in me. I need you to fill my heart with your love. Today, with your help, I want to start practicing these steps. Today, I'm resolving to learn how to manage my anger and to learn some of these Bible verses we've looked at today. I'm very aware of how my anger has hurt other people, including those that I love, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me for the times that I've tried to control things and then getting angry when I couldn't. Help me to reflect before reacting, to pause, to put my mind and heart in gear before my mouth. Help me to learn to release my anger appropriately, to not repress it or suppress it or express it in sarcasm or manipulation or weird behavior, but help me repattern my mind. I confess to you that I need your help. And so, Jesus, today I open up my life, every room of my heart, completely to you. Come into my life and save me and change me. Make the changes only you can make. Lord, we want to be lovers, not haters. We want to be filled with you and your peace and joy. In your name we pray. Amen.
You've just heard Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. And while you're there, sign up for Rick's encouraging Daily Hope email devotional. It's great, and you'll find a ton of other extremely helpful resources. Now, Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment to share a final thought. But before that, let me ask you, is it possible to love the people in your life any more than you already do? Pastor Rick says it is. But it's not about trying harder or willing yourself to love more. It's about discovering what God says about love in His Word. Jesus said, there's nothing more important than loving God and loving others. And that's why Pastor Rick wants to send you his DVD and study guide called The 40 Days of Love Study Kit. In this 6-session video series, Rick teaches you how to make loving God and loving others the central focus in your life. He shares practical, Christ-centered advice on how to authentically love God and love your neighbors. And when you learn to focus on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness, love will become your dominant life value. Please let us send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support to this ministry. Call us now at 800-600-5004 or just go to rickwarren.org. That's 1-800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And thanks in advance for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I've put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love. And let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most, more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love Study Kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world. Now, thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.